Happy Bus!
Good night, Spotty Tiger. Most tigers have the characteristic orange fur with black stripes. But that is not the case with Spotty Tiger we are talking about today. Our Spotty Tiger had spots of different colors. Red spots, yellow spots, blue, green, purple, and so on.
Roar! Roar! Roar!
Listen to me roaring. Roar!
Most tigers like to get together and roar loudly. Our Spotty Tiger was different. He liked lying in the flowers and sleep, or running around chasing the bees.
Ow! Ow! The flowers are so fragrant! Ha ha, little bee, I am coming at you!
Come on, everyone! Come and crush the bones! Peel off the bark! Get your teeth sharpened! Get your claws ready! Come on, let's go!
Crushing bones and peeling off bark were the favorite games amongst most tigers, but not for our Spotty Tiger. The water fight in the pond was his favorite game. Splash! Splash! Splash!
If only someone could play water fight with me.
Spotty Tiger was always alone. Watching others play happily together, he really wanted to join them. One day, he went to visit these tigers and sat on the ground behind them.
Hi, I am Spotty Tiger. Can I join you guys?
The tigers looked back and laughed.
Look at your colorful spots. You look like a cat more than a tiger. Sorry, we like powerful tigers. You look too soft.
A chubby tiger thumped over, showing Spotty Tiger the black and orange markings on his body. Spotty Tiger went back home quickly and took out two buckets of paint, one orange and one black. He carefully painted his body orange and then added black stripes on top of it. He was very proud of this change, thinking he was finally a normal tiger.
Now I look exactly like the other tigers, and they are sure to accept me.
Spotty Tiger came back to the place where the others were playing. Chubby Tiger saw him and waved to him.
Hey, we have a new friend. Come and join us.
Spotty Tiger was extremely happy. Finally, he could join the other tigers.
Hey, guys, what game shall we play? Why don't we go chasing the bees in the flowers?
Chasing the bees? This is a game only little kittens play. We are the brave tigers. Listen, whoever roars the loudest wins the game.
Chubby Tiger stretched his neck and roared toward the sky. Then he turned back to Spotty Tiger.
Now it's your turn. Come on.
Spotty Tiger didn't like to roar loudly. Actually, he didn't know how to do it. But in order to stay in line with the other tigers, he stood up and also stretched his neck. He went,
meow.
What is that? It's like a mewing cat. You have to be louder and braver. Follow me. Roar!
Meow. Roar.
Spotty Tiger used all his strength and roared so loudly that he finally sounded like the others, or almost. Chubby Tiger was very satisfied.
All right. Now let's scratch the trees and crush the bones. Brave tigers should have sharp claws and powerful teeth.
Chubby Tiger stretched out his claws on the trunk of the tree. Scratch! A deep groove appeared on the tree, and the bark quickly fell away and landed on the ground.
Now it's your turn. Show us the power of your claws.
Spotty Tiger didn't like to scratch the trees either. He stretched out his claws and scratched the trunk lightly. No trace was left on the trunk.
No, this is not okay. You should work on your claws and make them sharper. You need to work harder and harder and harder and harder.
Scratch, scratch, scratch. Spotty Tiger kept practicing. Finally, he managed to leave deep grooves on the trunk. His claws were much more sharpened than before. The other tigers were finally willing to play with him. But for some reason, Spotty Tiger was a little frustrated. In the evening, he came to the pond alone.
This painting is so uncomfortable. I don't like it at all.
Spotty Tiger murmured to himself while washing away the paint on his body.
My throat hurts. My claws hurt. I don't like roaring or scratching at all. They were so uncomfortable, and I was so clumsy. Why?
Suddenly, a voice came from the pond.
Say it again. Who was clumsy?
Spotty Tiger was surprised someone was around. He took a couple of steps back.
Who's that?
An otter, full of colorful spots, came out of the pond.
Hello, I'm Spotty Otter. Nice to meet you.
Hello, I am Spotty Tiger. Nice to meet you, too.
The tiger and the otter stared at each other for quite a while. Then both of them burst into laughter. Spotty Tiger asked,
What are you doing here? Where are your friends?
Oh, they're catching fish in the water. I don't like catching fish. I prefer sleeping in the flowers and playing in the pond.
Really? Me too! We can play together. I like sleeping in the flowers and playing in the pond too.
Plop! Spotty Tiger jumped into the pond and played water fights with the otter. They were so happy and so immersed in the game that they almost forgot the time and didn't stop until late in the evening.
There is so much fun doing things you like with friends. That's the happiest thing in the world.
The night was falling as the moon was rising. Both Spotty Tiger and Spotty Otter were tired. They went home and fell asleep. Good night, Spotty Tiger. Good night, Spotty Otter. Good night, friends.